This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With another half hour, another hour, hopefully you can stick around for a long time to be introduced to pearls of wisdom from the DJV gang. I'm Doug Steffen, a pearl here and there. Jennifer Horn, yes, she has lots of pearls. Victoria is here. She has oysters and pearls. Kara Schillen has, you know, how oysters are made. Did you realize, I didn't know this, this is an aside for a second, that actually they now are in the harvesting of pearls. They go out and they get the oysters, they take the pearls out of them, and then they implant other little pieces of sand in the, then they throw them back in, they
yeah,
throw the
helps,
oysters back in.
Yeah, grow more pearls when you put a piece of sand in it, yeah.
Right, yeah. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did know that.
I didn't, but isn't that what they call cultured pearls?
Yeah.
They're grown. Yes. They're not like the natural. Yeah. They're not. No. They're expensive, but they're not as expensive as the ones that you would just sort of find in the oyster.
But there is.
I would have no idea how to tell one from the other. It's the
cultured
shape of them. Yeah, it's the shape that looks different.
Really?
Cultured pearls look more perfect, and then regular pearls are kind of unattractive, really. They're kind of like lumpy, and so if you find perfectly round, real pearls, like my mom has a strand from my grandmother, then they're heirlooms. They're really expensive, so you should hang on to them.
How can you tell if they're fake pearls, like made out of plastic or something, or ivory?
That you can tell by the weight.
You can?
Yeah, and you can bite them.
Bite them.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it if they're, you know, good pearls, but yeah, you can.
Right. All right, Jennifer, now that we've given you this opportunity to collect your thoughts, what are you thinking at this moment in time?
Well, I'm thinking that as we speak, the Senate has begun to read the FBI's expanded background check into Judge Brett Kavanaugh. They closed their expanded investigation last night and handed over the report to the White House and to senators. And Mitch McConnell, who is the head of the Senate, has decided to start cloture, which means that the process to move forward has begun on a confirmation hearing for Brett Kavanaugh. The vote. So what will happen is there could be up to 30 hours of debate. Then there could be a confirmation vote preliminary on Friday. The final confirmation vote could happen possibly on Saturday. We do know that the way things will work out for the senators who are trying to get more information about Brett Kavanaugh is that right now, Chuck Grassley, who's the head of the committee, would be able to review those notes, followed by the minority party leader on the committee. That's Dianne Feinstein. Then there'll be an hour for Republican senators to come in and view their findings, followed by an hour for Democrats to come in and review
the
findings.
Why are they keeping them secret or private?
They don't want them to leak out.
Why?
I think in an effort to try to tamp down all the crazy that's going on both sides of the
aisle. What happens
if
there's important information that would lead one to either figure, yes, I support, it'll leak out.
If it's important, it would leak out, I would imagine. Okay. So they're treating this, though, with the seriousness of what these allegations are. And so this is now available for viewing. And there are a few senators who are still undecided. We know about Jeff Flake and Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins on the Democratic side. Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp are still on the watch list. No doubt this is going to be a close vote for Judge Brett Kavanaugh if it happens on Saturday. They may need to bring in Mike Pence to break a tie. That's a possibility as well. And so now We wait and see. His fate is close to being sealed, and the FBI has released who they did speak to. There was a list. Originally, they were going to only talk to four people. They ended up talking to nine with a 10th sworn statement, and they spoke with Deborah Ramirez, who made claims against Kavanaugh. They spoke to some of the people we heard about during that hearing last week. Those are like Mark Judge, Leland Kaiser, the person that was referred to by the name PJ. These people have all been talked to by the FBI.
And I would like to know what they had to say. I, for one, would just like to know what they have to say. I've grown tired, I guess, of this. in the sense that we're masking the real need for finding somebody who's good behind all of this controversy. Some of it is accurate, I think. There's smoke, there's fire. So there's something going on with Kavanaugh and where he came from, what he's all about. Is it still a problem today? That, I think, is the question. Is this indiscretion that goes back to when he was a kid and he maybe should have known better, but he didn't? Or is this still something? That's what I want to know. That's why I want to see what this information is.
Well, if you're interested you mentioned you wanted to know what some of the people that spoke to the FBI said. Many of them have released statements all on their own. So Mark Judge has sent out not only a sworn statement to the Judiciary Committee last week, but he's also had his lawyer release statements throughout the weekend. I think Leland Kaiser has spoken publicly. PJ, whoever the person PJ is, spoke publicly. And they seem to line up with Kavanaugh's story more than with Christine Ford's story. But, again, who knows what they told the FBI in private.
Will there be suspicion because it's government investigating something? Is there apparently there's no love lost between the people that run the FBI and the administration. But one wonders, we all wonder about the government influencing the government. And so whether it is going to be a legit, I guess I always wonder that because there's so much conspiratorial stuff floating around. Should you hire a private detective to go come back with it?
I think the truth is, I think when you get into special prosecutors and investigators, that just causes more money and more troubles, usually. But if there is still an opportunity for Christine Ford to file a local police report if she wants to in Maryland. If we don't trust the federal government to do the background check, well, maybe local law enforcement could do that. That's still an option available to her. I don't think to this point she hasn't done it.
What I see is that the White House says they're fully confident that he is the man and it'll go forward. He'll be confirmed. Meanwhile, I see protesters wandering around Washington with signs like Kavanope, which is instead of Kavanaugh, sort of a play on that. And again, it's gathered the stone falling down the hill or going down the hill, gathering some moss as it goes. It's just. The business of running this country is so important, and yet we're so distracted by this stuff. Who knows what actually is really going on here? As an example of that, does anybody know what happened? Who's in custody after those letters were sent to the Pentagon and to the president? They did find somebody, right?
Somebody's in custody from Salt Lake City, Utah?
Yeah, yeah.
I think a former Navy person, right?
And what's
I don't know
beef?
About the. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the rest of the beef is.
The letters had messy handwriting on the envelopes. One of the letters contained an index card with writing that said "Jack the Missile Bean" and "Stock Powder." What does that mean? What is
the rantings of a crazy person? I guess.
Yeah. Right. Well, by definition, isn't that really what's going on here? Somebody's got to be crazy to send this stuff. To be that angry and then to not think you're going to get caught. You think they're not going to get caught? What are you, nuts?
Maybe they want to get caught?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, that could
but
be.
The interesting thing is I always kind of wondered when you do something like this, what's the penalty? And apparently it's like a lot of jail time. In 2014, a woman was sentenced to 18 years in prison when she sent a very similar letter with ricin in it to President Obama and at the time New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. So she's in 18 years of federal prison. So this guy is probably going to get a similar sentence.
Yeah. Well, you just wonder what it is, what brings out the crazies in people. Just crazy. Let's see if we can straighten out another problem. A lot of conversation this time around. When I say this time around, in the conversation on the program this week and today about your unhappy gut. How many people here have IBS? I hope you don't, but if you do, you join a large group of millions of people in America who have a problem with their stomach and a problem with their colon, a digestive system, that sort of thing. And there's one way. If I haven't learned anything else I've learned since starting to drink a Life Change tea, it does what the folks who've created it says it will do. Victoria will testify to that. I think all of you are drinking a couple more of this every single day. Life Change Tea is going to change your life in that you're going to get a better job. Although if you go to work and you got problems and you spend half the time in the bathroom, maybe that's not going to go over so well with the boss. So you want to maintain your health, cleanse your body from the intruders that cause the irritable bowel syndrome, eating bad food, all that stuff. Deal not with just the symptoms, but the cause, and clean it out. That's what this tea does. All grown in America, all natural, all organic. It's at GetTheTea.com. You can't get it in the store. You have to order it online at GetTheTea.com. But it does what it says it will do. I'll tell you that that is the case. It's a mild daily detox. Good detoxes help heal and bring back the energy that you had when you were younger. So go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com, and look around. There are a lot of different teas. You want to order Life Change Tea for this particular problem. So it overcomes the food problem, whatever it is that has caused the problem. Life Change Tea fixes it. Get it at GetTheTea.com and use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts Yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night, right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Did you know, folks, that that government program was put into place to compensate victims and first responders from September 11th is almost out of dough? The September 11th Victim Compensation Fund, making an announcement this week, said roughly $7 billion that it has left will not be enough to cover compensation for the current claims, expected claims, and operational and administrative costs through the date of December 18th, 2020, when it's supposed to go out of business anyway. This was created after the situation of 9/11, supporting victims, families of the victims, that sort of thing. Those who accepted compensation agreed not to sue the airlines, American and United. This was not their fault. It wasn't. It goes a lot deeper than that. Anyway, the authorization for this fund started with President Obama, or reauthorization, I guess, in 2015. It started in 2004 and has been reauthorized. The fund isn't asking for more money, but they are asking you for input on how the remaining money ought to be distributed. That's an interesting question, isn't it, huh? Finding out, why wouldn't it be the same policies and procedures that they've used to this point would be my
maybe
question.
Maybe people have different medical needs now, and the money needs to go towards different things. Mm. I know so many people with cancer now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard, it's all the stuff that's happened after the collapse.
Yeah.
Right.
Long time coming. Yeah. 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Clever organ playing here, Curtis. Listen to that. How tough is it to
do? I feel like I did this on my first Casio when I was a baby.
You may have. Question mark. And the Mysterians bring us into Throwback Thursday territory, overviewing the top five songs from this week. Here is 1966. We expand, usually,
as Victoria likes
to please me, and she knows that I like the music of the 60s, but yeah, go in the 70s and the 80s from time to time. But if you're going to throw back, might as well go back to 1966. This song was number five, the only hit they ever had. Question mark.
I wonder why.
Crank it up, Kara. Listen to that. Clever orchestration.
Circus or something. It sounds like the Mr. Softy truck.
Getting serious now. Whether or not you realize that this is a studio band that had nothing to do for a couple of hours in an open studio, so this is what they came up with.
Sounds like it.
Thank you. That is not, however, the case. But the song is number four this week from the Hollies. Never been a big fan of the Hollies. Some of the stuff is okay. This is a silly, pretty stupid song called Bus Stop. Help yourself to it for a little bit.
See, I prefer this song much more, and it's so funny to me that you love the organ in the last one, but you don't love this one.
Nah, this is...
This sounds... The instrumentation and everything sounds so much better on this one.
Yeah.
It's whatever hits you. Float your boat there, yep. Kiddo. That's what it is.
Like, there's a DJ melody to this.
You did what?
There's a melody to this.
Yeah, there is. There's actually a story to it, which is not the case with 96 Kids. No story, no melody, just noise. But it's kind of fun.
My first Casio.
25 past the hour on the DJV show. All right, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying the top five this week in 1966. Moving into the area, this is the first sort of quasi-historically Hispanic group making it. Los Bravos, Black. It's Black, number three this week in 66. Listen to this story. What can I do? Clever lyrics, don't you think? What can I do? I'm feeling blue.
This sounds like Hooked on a Feeling to me.
A little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. That came along, what, about 10 years later, I think? Those kind of feelings. All right, so anyway, we got the gist of that idea. Number two, we get now into serious territory. These, well, the Hollies were pretty serious, but Temptations still around, singing this in concert. Beauty, only skin deep. This actually is quite a good tune. Candidates, you're pretty, not necessarily pretty, sort of came out of the same songbook as, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. I think, haven't we played that at one time or another here? I think
probably.
Yeah. Let's get to number one this week in 1966. Spent 2 weeks at number one. The Super Supremes. Can't hurry love. Can't do it. Stay out of the sack for at least 4 days. Well, don't come easy. All right. Do you want to take the grammar apart here, or are you going to get upset with me again? If I take
oh, no.
Grammar?
Go ahead. Have at it.
All right. Really?
What don't encourage him, Victoria. Stop it.
Stop it. All right. Isn't this Enjoy the Song? How many hearts? There they are, top five songs this week in 1966. DJV times 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI report on its investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is now in the hands of the White House and the U.S. Senate. Senators will be able to start looking at that report in a secure area of the Capitol beginning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. That report will not be made public. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing that a vote on Kavanaugh's nomination will happen by the end of the week. In South Carolina,
the victims in this case need all the help and support we can give them.
That's the Florence County Sheriff after one cop is killed and six other officers are wounded during a shootout and standoff yesterday in Florence.
I would ask that you please put this families of these officers in your prayers. Please lift them up.
The suspect is in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Clear the air, clear the decks. DJ V-Time 34F the hour. The D is for Doug, the J is for Jennifer, V for Victoria. So Victoria is here to lead off in this half hour with our trending story. What do you have, Victoria?
Well, Kim Kardashian, and more specifically her bodyguard, are in the news now. Her bodyguard is being sued for $6 million by her insurance company, AIG, because they're claiming that they essentially, remember when she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris?
Yes.
Well, her engagement ring, or not her engagement ring, another ring that Kanye had bought for her, which was valued at $6 million, was stolen during the robbery.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that.
So,
yeah.
Now AIG, the insurer, doesn't want to pay the $6 million, and they're blaming the bodyguard, saying that he was negligent in protecting her, and that that's why the ring was stolen, and that they shouldn't have to pay. At the time of the robbery, they had one bodyguard, Pascal Duvier, who had been, if you ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, he was a fixture with the family, and he was around all the time. And so at the time, Kim had gone to bed alone in the private apartment that they rented, and she sent Pascal, the bodyguard, to go to a nightclub with her sisters, Courtney and Kendall. And that's when she was robbed. So apparently the guys who had robbed them stalked, you know, they were really doing a lot of surveillance. They knew when the bodyguard left that she only had one bodyguard, and they knew she would be alone if he was gone with the sisters. So it'll be interesting to see who is really at fault, if the insurance company has to pony up the $6 million for the ring, or if they can really put all the blame on the bodyguard.
Huh. Those good old insurance companies, they always like to pay, don't they?
Yep.
Other people in the news, the leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, has been stripped. How do you like that? Pretty good, huh? Aung San Suu Kyi.
Well, it's key, but that, you got it mostly right.
I got most of it right anyway, yeah. Canada stripping her of her honorary citizenship because of the ongoing crisis in Rohingya. Is that how you pronounce that, do you think? Rohingya?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. She's the first person to ever have it removed, the country's House of Commons unanimously voting to revoke it. The Senate unanimously passed the measure also. Vote came after a U.N. report calling human rights violations against Muslims in Myanmar the gravest crime under international law. Report also said that Myanmar's top military leaders ought to be investigated, face charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. I've heard a little...
It is genocide. It is horrific. And the fact that she has gotten so many humanitarian awards, she's won the Amnesty International Award, she's all kinds of citizenships, like in Canada, and the fact that she's literally been silent about all of this. She is such a farce, and she has had so many people believe in her, and she was under house arrest for a long time. She has a really interesting backstory, and so when she was elected, people sort of thought that, you know, it was kind of like a Nelson Mandela. She got likened to him a lot in international press, and the fact that she is completely silent about this genocide, I hope that more and more people who have honored her rescind the honors, because it's just, it's an abomination.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people are aware of it, so that's a good point to make people more aware of this sort of thing that still goes on. There's plenty of this sort of thing going on in Africa, places in Asia, Indonesia. There are plenty of places where not a lot of light from the silvery moon shines on what they're doing there. And it also points to the human condition of people not liking other people because of the color of their skin, their religion, things like that, made-up, foolish reasons to not like somebody. All right, let's see here. It's a better reason not to like somebody. Megyn Kelly is a person in the news today. Her infamous exchange with Jane Fonda on her program last year, Megyn Kelly Today, might have occurred, under the circumstances, not at all.
It was over a year ago, right?
Yeah, right. But she'd been interviewed. Why are we interviewing her? She's an interviewer. You're interviewing the interviewer. Things must be a little slow. Whoever it was that did the interview, but she...
I think she did an interview about, to kind of recap her first year on the Today Show.
Which, the whole thing, you can recap in one sentence, complete waste of time.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's blaming Jane Fonda...
Oh, my God. Get a life,
still,
lady. Would you?
That was the most uncomfortable interview to watch.
She talked about plastic surgery, if you didn't know. She was asking Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda wasn't there to talk about plastic surgery. She was there to plug some movie.
Well, the thing is, she was there with Robert Redford together, and they were talking about Our Souls at Night, which is the movie on Netflix that did really well for them. But the fact that they were together, I think if Jane Fonda had been alone, and she has talked about plastic surgery, she just did it again in the HBO documentary. But the fact that she was sitting there with her co-star, who's a male, and then Megyn Kelly starts right in on plastic surgery, it was embarrassing, and it was, you could see she turned red. She was just like, why am I going to talk about this in front of, you know, one of the leading men in Hollywood? Like, it was just such an awful...
Who's had bad plastic surgery. That's how insensitive it was. I mean, I think that's where Fonda was going. You know, it's been recognized that Redford made a mess of his face, and it's taken a long time to sort of iron it out, if you'll pardon the pun.
Well, I think that the issue, too, is regardless of if Jane Fonda's talked about it in other interviews, it was obviously an uncomfortable situation. She didn't want to talk about it there, and Megyn Kelly has a complete inability to read what what's going on? And she just kept asking about it over and over again.
How did she get to the point where she is? She's awful. How did she get this job?
I don't know.
And keep it.
And so you know what? She blames Fox News. She literally said, she goes, oh, well, Jane Fonda, the interview was bad because Jane Fonda had a bias against
blames. She blames everybody. They grow up,
as if Jane Fonda's not professional enough to look past something like that. She's done so many interviews. It's just, Megyn Kelly can go away, and I don't think anyone would miss her.
Next person to go away is Jimmy Kimmel. He can go away as far as I'm concerned. But he is in our focus for a moment here. Other people in the news, he has had a dream to open a Las Vegas comedy club, and apparently that's going to come true next year. He's going to go there and make regular appearances. Johnny Carson didn't own, but Johnny Carson went over to Las Vegas frequently, two or three Friday nights a month. He would jump on the plane after the taping was over, go to Las Vegas, and do a show. And he did a lot of those shows for about 10 or 12 years. He went around the country, had a great show. He was very popular. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't have a clue. He thinks he's like Johnny Carson. He's not. He's no Johnny Carson. And I don't even think, is he funny? Do you think he's funny? How many, do you girls think he's funny?
He's very dry, so I like that sense of humor. But I can see that, you know, all comedy's hit or miss. It's just whatever your sensibility is.
I didn't realize he was a native Las Vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Because he worked in New York, actually worked in Boston for a while, as a radio producer. He got started. His break came when he worked, if I remember correctly, for Howard Stern. I remember the story correctly. Anyway, so this is a 4,300-seat Coliseum. Jerry Seinfeld has played there. Steve Martin has. Martin Short has. So anyway, we'll see how well it does. I mean, he compares himself to the Rat Pack. Come on, Jimmy.
No, he didn't. He said the Rat Pack. No, that's a total fake news misquote.
Fake news.
He didn't say that at all. He
fake
said
news.
That he wants the comedy club to stay open really late because the Rat Pack, in the tradition of Vegas, would play until 4 in the morning. So he said the comedy club is going to be open late.
Anytime.
He said nothing.
He mentioned the Rat Pack in his own
full
breath.
Of it. We need to get a button, Kara. We can just buzz every time that he says something that's totally fake news.
How does that work for the boss of the program to have a button for him? I don't know how that will work.
I think they could figure it out.
Yeah,
I could make a button over
something.
Here.
We're tech savvy.
Okay. All right. In a moment, we get serious talking about women's health maladies. I want to bring you into the circle of success. Those of you who have been trying hard to lose weight and have not found yourself successfully pursuing your goal, may I suggest that you go to toploss.com, good website, for a lot of information about a product called Calitrin. Calitrin has become the country's number one healthiest choice for weight loss. After 30 years being on the market, now this product is getting the recognition it deserves because it works. Basically, Calitrin's collagen protein is what makes the muscle and your body change shape, push the fat out, because that's what collagen does. It's a protein, your body's number one building protein. And with that comes the essence of joint support, all kinds of good things that are great for your body. So take collagen through Calitrin. Get on board with the web deal for DJV listeners. 10% off whatever you buy. And if you buy more than 3 bottles of Calitrin at the same time, you get the 4th one free. Go to toploss.com, only place you can buy Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off, maintain good, healthy weight. Toploss.com. DJV is the code. Save money, save your life, lose the weight.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated mpg. Actual results may vary based on Wards Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
44 half the hour now in the DJV program. Joining us now is Dr. Carrie August, a fellow of the College of American Pathologists, a board member of the CAP Foundation, which sponsors the C-Test and Treat program. We're going to talk about that today as a focus on the power of diagnostic medicine, because there are a lot of people who don't I guess, understand, Dr. August, how when they have problems, how they get them acknowledged. And maybe the focus here on breast cancer is a good way to describe the process in general of following through on hunches with your body. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to follow through on hunches, but one of the goals of our program is to make sure that women have access to screening. So even before they get the hunches, that somebody guides them to getting treatment if they need treatment.
So, thus, the beginning and the need for the See, Test, and Treat program that you are here to talk about, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
So what is it? Explain it to us, if you can, and let's give maybe an example of how this detection diagnostic process works.
So the goal of the See, Test, and Treat program is to make sure that no woman ever dies of breast cancer or cervical cancer because she didn't have the insurance to cover her screenings. We host this program in conjunction with local hospitals in different cities across the country. It's funded by the CAP Foundation and led by pathologists who are physicians working in the diagnostic arena. Women register, come in for the program. They have their mammogram and their pap test done for free. And the same day, before they leave for the day, they are given their results by a physician who's a pathologist. The results are discussed with them. In general, most people are just fine and go home and they know they did their screening for the year. Mm-hmm. But if there is a problem for any of these women, and this is a unique aspect of our program, if there is a problem and the woman needs to have further testing or treatment, there's somebody from the hospital right there on site to help them arrange their next appointment, their next steps, and helps them with arrangements for paying for the next steps, such as charity care, charity programs, other types of programs they can apply for. So they get their screening, it's discussed with them by a physician, and the next steps are planned.
So, under the circumstances, this seems to be organized by the College of American Pathologists, referred to as the CAP Foundation. Where do they get their funding? How is this all paid for?
Oh, we work very hard to get our funding. Some of it is from industry partners. Some of it is from private donors. A lot of it is funded by donations from our pathologist members because we all believe in this mission. We also have generous partners in terms of the hospitals with whom we partner to put on these programs. And finally, physicians, not just the pathologists, but also radiologists, gynecologists, and other healthcare providers, such as dietitians, genetic counselors, et cetera, mm-hmm. nurses, also donate their time to provide these services for women.
All right, so here's where you go to get more information. Very important that you get this information down. Foundation.cap.org. That's one place to go for information on this program. The other is yourpathologist.org. So either of those two, foundation.cap.org or yourpathologist.org. Thank you to Dr. Carrie August for being here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From The Greatest Showman, a movie in which Michelle Williams played a lead role. She seems to be playing a lead role in lots of movies these days. And so we get started with movie moments. Chucker is not here today, so I have the lead story, ladies. The focus on this movie, The Challenger, which was announced this week. According to Deadline Hollywood, Michelle Williams is going to play the part of Krista Corrigan McAuliffe, who happens to have come from my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. She was the first teacher in space. Remember, I wondered why they hadn't made a movie of this. It goes back to January of 1986, and after the takeoff, the capsule exploded. And everybody drowned when it landed back in the Atlantic. So that whole story is going to be told about Ms. McAuliffe. She was a Girl Scout in Framingham. I remember all the stuff. There's a library branch down the street from me that's named after her. So the Challenger movie scheduled to go into production after the beginning of next year. And it'd probably be released about a year from now. It's another one of those stories that makes for a great movie, frankly. Makes for a compelling, exciting action-filled movie. Michelle Williams was nominated for a number of Oscars this year, wasn't she? Or how many times has she been up for?
She's
the best supporting actress in Manchester by the Sea. I do remember that.
Yeah, she was in All the Money in the World. She was in The Greatest Showman. She's just in Venom now. Janis Joplin? Yeah.
Well, she won for... Didn't she... She won for something. Let me look her up. But I know she was nominated. She may have won for playing Marilyn Monroe. Remember that movie with Eddie Redmayne?
Oh, yes.
Week with Marilyn?
Yeah. That was a good movie, by the way.
That was a great movie.
It was really quite a good movie. It was. She's done some good things. I wish she'd have a hamburger and put a little weight on. But
she's been nominated for 4 Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so she next plays Krista McAuliffe in The Challenger, the story about the space disaster, and that'll be done next year. So that's where we get started here. More movie news on Movie Moments after this.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts Yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
All right, so, ladies, you'll be excited to hear that in Chugger's absence, I have taken the baton and gone into the world of horror movies. There apparently are a number, I love Chuck. Chuck and I have been friends for years and years and years, and he's such a character. The love he has for horror movies is something that goes way over the top. So here are some underrated horror movies that, according to Chuck, are guaranteed to scare the crap out of you. One of them is called The Poughkeepsie Tapes. I'm guessing nobody's ever heard of most of these movies.
I have not heard of that one.
The Terrifier, which came out last year. A maniac clown terrorizes 3 young women on Halloween night, and everybody who stands in his way gets chopped up. The death scenes are so well done, the story is solid, the villain never speaks, and will haunt your dreams forever. Who would want that? What are you, nuts?
No,
the Changeling. The Changeling was something a lot of people knew about that, though, right? Remember The Changeling?
That with Angelina Jolie?
I'm not actually
sure. Clint Eastwood directed that?
The Wailing, another one. I mean, looking at some of these pictures from some of these movies, high tension. Oh, my God. Ah! All right. Well, we celebrated without Chucker being here. 59 after...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.